And what do you call the kind of support that a man uses when he's sawing firewood? It's got two X's kind of like that.
Wood rake.
Okay. What do you call something that has wheels on it and a baby lies in it?
Carriage or go-kart.
Okay. Now, if you had a baby in a carriage, you'd say you were going to what the baby?
Roll the carriage.
Okay. Or,
push it and roll it.
Okay. What do you call it if a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around it?
Shortcut.
Okay. Would you ever use the expression kitty-cornered or catty-cornered to mean going like that?
Catty-cornered, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, suppose two roads cross like this. Okay, I'll have to draw one of my another wonderful pictures here. Okay, and there's a house here, and a house here. Now, you'd say the houses are what from each other?
Crisscross.
Okay. Would you ever use kitty-cornered or catty-cornered to mean that relationship?
Well, yeah, it all means the same thing.
Okay. Well, that's all my questions, Mr. But I would be interested, if you have the time, in telling me what you think about these people going to the moon.
Nothing.
Nothing? You have no opinion at all?
I just don't think they ever got on the moon.
You don't?
No, frankly.
Well, why do you think that, you know, the government went to all the trouble to...
Well, I don't know. We're just trying to outsmart other people that I never thought of the moon as being as safe as like the Earth or something, because ever since the beginning of time, they claim the moon governs certain portions of Earth, governs all the seasons, it governs your blood, and in fact, it's just an important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I never would think of it as being something just like this Earth here.
Mm-hmm. It's not like just walking across the street, is it?
I wouldn't think so.
Uh-huh.
I don't think there's no surface like that. That's the way I think about it. I don't know what anybody else.
Well, but I've talked to a lot of people who feel the same way.
How did you feel about it?
I don't know. It really is. It's very hard to say.
It's kind of fictitious, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. You know, it seems like almost like going to a science fiction movie. You know, like they show you all these things and you just don't know. You know, there's no way of knowing, I guess, unless you
no.
Unless you actually go up in the ship with them.
No, you have to take their word for it, but you can have your belief and doubts, can't you?
Yeah, of course you can. The thing that gets me about it is that they spend so much money on it.
Well, the government spends a lot of money, it's foolish. I mean, I can't see why, if it controls so much, it would be just a solid mass of rock or something like that. They may find up there or something of the kind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what you believe in, different kind of signs and things like that. But see, on the full moon, the new moon, all got the orientation, anything like that?
I don't know anything about that sort of thing.
Well,
you mean different things happen at these different times, or?
Yeah, like planning. If you don't plan stuff, that's where you can have all mixed things to tell you what time, what changes of the moon to plan on and all that.
Uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
See, there's a moon that you can plan stuff on, and you'll make all the best, prettiest, looking crop of bushes or vines, and you wouldn't get enough peas or beans or whatever it is out of it to get a mess out of it if you didn't plant it at the right time. Then another time you can plant it and you get more, then you can, you know, do anything
mm-hmm.
with it.
Mm-hmm.
I just like, it just governs all things, governs the tide. And
yeah, now I know that,
It looks almost impossible for just a bunch of rocks to govern the tide, don't it?
Yeah, it does. It seems very strange,
yeah.
The whole thing.
I know. I have a friend used to be in Waycross over there. He was an undertaker, and I used to help him a lot around. Now, this I know.